This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. Today, we tell about an anti-cancer drug recently shown to fight HIV, the virus that causes the disease AIDS. We tell about another drug that may help reduce the number of HIV infections. And we have a report on how researchers are turning to the high seas for new medicines.
People infected with the human immunodeficiency virus must take antiretroviral drugs for the rest of their lives to keep HIV under control. If they fail to do so, HIV-infected cells hidden within the body can become active. When that happens, the infection can return and attack the body, causing AIDS. Recently, researchers discovered that a drug used to treat cancer can find and attack HIV-infected cells. Researchers say the discovery is an important step in the effort to find a way to cure those infected. HIV has found a way to survive inside the human body by making itself part of the genetic structure of T cells. These white blood cells are part of the body's natural defenses for fighting disease. They also are targets of the AIDS virus.
Antiretroviral drugs can suppress HIV to levels that are difficult to measure. That gives the body's natural defense system a chance to repair itself. Yet the virus remains present in extremely small amounts, in one of every 1 million T cells. But it will come back to life if the infected individual ever stops taking antiretroviral drugs. Now, researchers have found a way to force the virus out of its hiding place. Their weapon is a drug used for treating lymphoma, a rare and sometimes deadly cancer. David Margolis is a professor of microbiology and immunology at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He has been studying how HIV hides within immune system cells. He says that in some lymphomas, the drug vorinostat makes cancer cells die. But he says that in HIV-infected cells, vorinostat causes the virus to show itself.
Theoretically, doing this clinically would be a way to sort of unmask the hidden virus, flush the virus out of hiding. And that might then allow us to develop ways to get rid of the leftover virus in people that are on treatment so that they could stop treatment and there would be nowhere for the virus to come back from.
Professor Margolis and his team studied 8 HIV-infected patients who were taking antiretroviral drugs. In all 8 men, the spread of the virus was said to be under control. Their levels of HIV CD4 T cells, which the virus uses to reproduce itself, were measured both before and after the men were given vorinostat.
What we saw in every single person was a tiny amount of virus detectable before the dose of the drug, and the amount of virus that was detectable went up on average about fivefold, 5 times, after just a single exposure to the drug.
Professor Margolis says his experiment shows that hidden HIV can be forced out of hiding with vorinostat. He says the virus can then be targeted for destruction by anti-AIDS drugs. But, he says, none of the infected men were cured. The professor carried out the study with the help of four other teams of researchers. They were from the National Cancer Institute, the Harvard University School of Public Health, University of California, San Diego, and Merck & Company, the maker of Vorinostat. Their report was published in the journal Nature. We have placed a link to a summary of the report on our website, voaspecialenglish.com.
The United States Food and Drug Administration recently approved a drug that may help reduce the number of HIV infections. The drug Truvada is for healthy people to take to reduce their risk of infection. They are to swallow a single Truvada pill every day to protect themselves against HIV. The approval came after years of research and testing. The drug is already used in many other countries to treat AIDS patients. The FDA approved Truvada in 2004 for use with other antiretroviral drugs to treat HIV-infected people 12 years and older. It will now also be used to protect people who are not infected, but have a high risk of getting the disease.
FDA officials say the safety of Truvada was confirmed in two large studies. One study involved more than 4,700 heterosexual couples. In these relationships, one person was infected with HIV. Their partner was not. Tests showed that Truvada reduced the risk of becoming infected by 75% when compared with a pill to a placebo or harmless substance. Callie Lindsay of the National Minority AIDS Council says the drug could have a major effect.
Using Truvada or pre-exposure prophylaxis to prevent acquiring HIV for an HIV-negative person is a game-changer, and it's something that I believe is going to really take us to the next level.
Gottfried Hernschall is the director of the HIV-AIDS program at the World Health Organization in Switzerland. He spoke to VOA on Skype.
We have to really see how this could best be done and which would be the populations or the individuals where this would pay off.
Dr. Hernschall says intervention with Truvada is not for everyone.
Let's remember, once you start on pre-exposure prophylaxis, you cannot just take it some days and not on other days. So we will really have to provide the support to people to take this every single day of their life. And let us also not forget, we have many other prevention methods now available that we can use.
Using Truvada can be costly. Only those who can pay for the drug for the rest of their lives can start using it. And AIDS experts say its approval does not end the need for safe sex practices, like men using condoms. Yet not all AIDS activists believe people should take Truvada. Michael Weinstein is head of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. He says the drug can cause damage to a person's kidneys and could cause bone loss. The FDA says serious bone or kidney problems in the Truvada studies were uncommon. Michael Weinstein says people taking Truvada may stop using condoms, which he notes is a proven safe way of preventing infection. But he warns that if people do not take the drug every day, they are going to think they are protected when they are not.
People have turned to nature for medicines since ancient times. Modern scientists have searched the world's rainforests for chemicals to fight disease. But now, they are turning somewhere else, the world's oceans. At least 26 drugs made from sea creatures are on the market or in development. Scientists are working to make more. Chemist Mandy Halford has an unusual partner in her search, a marine snail that eats fish. She says the snail's tongue, like proboscides, is deadly. They use it to inject the target with a liquid made from poisonous amino acids called peptides.
What I like to say is that the snails produce sort of a cluster bomb. Inside of each venom, you have between 50 to 200 different peptides, and all of those peptides target something major along the nervous system. One thing that they hit is a pain signal. When they silence the pain signal, the prey doesn't go into fight or flight mode.
The fish stays calm, even while it is being eaten. Chemists already have had one major success using the peptides. A drug called Prialt eases pain for HIV and cancer patients.
David Newman directs the Natural Products branch of America's National Cancer Institute. After years of collecting organisms on land, his team now collects only sea life, including sponges and corals. Because these organisms cannot move, he says, they depend on chemical warfare.
I have been known to say that weapons of mass destruction are alive and well on a coral reef. If you happen to be a fellow sponge who's trying to encroach on someone's territory, or you're a starfish that's trying to eat the sponge. These are extremely toxic agents because of the dilution effect of seawater.
Such strong chemicals are inviting to any group that is looking for ways to kill cancer cells. Far below coral reefs lie what could be an even more promising source of new medicines, mud. Close to 70% of the surface of the earth is really deep ocean mud, says William Fenichal. He directs the Center for Marine Biotechnology and Biomedicine at the Scripps Institute for Oceanography in California. His team looks for microorganisms living on the sea floor.
For the last 50 years, microorganisms that occur on land have been exploited for the production of antibiotics, cancer drugs, and cholesterol-lowering drugs. What we believe is that the ocean is a completely new resource for such microbial products.
His team already has two drugs in development, and he sees no end to the promise of ocean-based medicines.
This Science in the News was written by Milagros Ardine and Christopher Cruz. June Sims was our producer. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. And you can find us on Twitter and YouTube at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.